We had a baptism last night for James Edward Hahn and Craig Allen Hahn, Gordy Hahn's brothers. And it was a celebration. We had cake and ice cream because it's worth celebrating. The Holy Spirit showing up here in our midst. Because God is so good. Have you ever sung the song, God is so good? Sing along. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. That's right. At the beginning of the whole world, when chaos was the only thing there was, God's Holy Spirit moved over the waters. And God brought order into the world. God's Holy Spirit breathed life into Adam and Eve. God divided the waters so that there was a place for everything. A place for the stars in the sky. A place for the planets. A place for us to live. A place for land and a place for oceans. God created a home out of the waters of chaos. By the breath of his word, he spoke it into the world and it came into being. Out of God's goodness overcame the chaos. And later when Adam and Eve were thinking that they would do whatever they wanted, when they listened to the tempter, when they listened to the serpent, when they ate from the tree that God had instructed them not to eat from, when they disobeyed God, and chaos threatened to creep back into the world, and death threatened to overshadow God's good creation, God's goodness still overcame, because you know what happened to Adam and Eve after they had to leave the garden? You know what God did? He made them clothes. God sewed clothes for Adam and Eve, so they wouldn't have to be out in the wilderness naked. And again, when chaos threatened to overcome the world, when wickedness was rampant and everyone did what was right in their own eyes, God's goodness overcame, because Noah and his family were shut up in that ark with all of the creatures, and rescued from the cleansing flood, and brought to safety. And God's goodness overcame the wickedness of that age. There's going to be another flood here. There was a flood here yesterday. And then we get to the time of Abraham, this lone wandering Aramean, a guy without a home, without a place to be, just a promise from God, a promise. Abraham, your descendants will outnumber the stars in the sky. And you know what Sarah said to that? Ha 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 ha. That's crazy talk, God. But God's goodness cannot be stopped. God's goodness will overcome. And so even though Sarah laughed because she was old, how can I have a baby? How can Abraham be the father of a nation? That's crazy talk, God. Even though she laughed with incredulity, 9 months later, she laughed with joy because there was the baby, little Isaac, whose name means laughter. And God's goodness overcame. God's goodness overcame. And a couple of generations later, we have Joseph, the son of Jacob, the great-grandson of Abraham. Joseph, who God had blessed, had given a vision of what might happen in the future. And those brothers were so jealous. Anybody ever have any family trouble? Anybody ever have siblings that you don't get along with ever, right? They were so mad that Joseph felt like he was special, and then Jacob treated him in a special way, they decided to kill him. They didn't kill him, though, because Reuben stepped in, the older brother stepped in and said, no, we can't kill him, we'll just sell him into slavery. And so they sold him into slavery into Egypt, and off he goes. But you know, he started off as a slave. He was even thrown into prison. And yet God's goodness overcame. Because how did Joseph end up? He went from slave to prime minister. He went from being the lowest of the low, a slave and a prisoner, to the leader over all of Egypt. And God's goodness overcame. And because Joseph was the leader over all of Egypt, there was food aplenty, so that when those conniving evil brothers who had planned to kill Joseph, when they were hungry and they needed food, Joseph was there to give it to them. And you know what? He did. God is so good. How the tables have turned. And what Joseph said, he says, what? Whoa. Joseph said some cool things, I guess. He said, what Joseph said was, what God intended, or what you intended for evil, God ended up turning into something good. Because now you're being fed, and here we are reconciled. And so God's people, the Hebrews, the Israelites, were in Egypt. They were in Egypt. But a new Pharaoh came into power, and they became a nation of slaves. A nation of people who were bound. But God's goodness overcame again. Because Pharaoh, who wanted to kill all the Hebrew little boys because he was afraid of them becoming too numerous, he didn't want them to usurp his power. He said, kill all those little Hebrew boys because we don't need them. But there was one little boy whose mother could not let him go into the hands of the soldiers, and so she made a little ark and sealed it with pitch and set him out on the flood of the Nile. And God shut him up in there and protected him, that little Moses, on the flood of the Nile. And the princess of Egypt found him there. And Miriam, little Miriam, was looking on. And the princess said, oh, here's a little Hebrew baby. I think I'll raise it up as my own. But who will feed it? And Miriam spoke up. Miriam said, aha, hello. I will go get you someone who can feed this baby. And you know who she got? Was Moses' mother. Haha, God is so good. And so Moses had his own mother to nurse him in the household of Pharaoh, the one who wanted to kill the Hebrews. God is so good. Out of the waters, God drew him out. Is it me? You don't know what's doing it? It's not me. Okay. I don't know what's doing it. It's God, apparently. I don't know. Wasn't doing it last night. Moses grew up, and he himself had committed sin. He had murdered someone. Anybody here commit sin ever? Anybody here ever say a mean word against their brother or sister? You know, Jesus says that's as good as murder. We've all murdered people in our hearts. Well, Moses the murderer had to flee from Egypt, and he was out in the wilderness of Sinai. But God's goodness overcame. God's goodness overcame again. And through a burning bush, God spoke to Moses and said, Moses, you know, you're the sinner. We know. But you're going to lead my people out of slavery. You're going to lead my people into the promised land. And Moses said, no, 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 no. I can't do that. I can't lead your people. I'm not a good enough leader. Anybody ever here think that they're not a good enough leader? That they can't lead God's people. But God's goodness overcame, and God said, no, no, no. I'll give you helpers. I'll give you your brother Aaron, who I'm named after. Anybody here ever do something for God with a helper? That's God's goodness. Overcoming. And so, they came. Moses came to the people Israel, said, we're going to go into the desert, into the wilderness, and to the promised land. Let's go. And after some struggles, after some portents in the heavens, after the great Passover, the Israelites were there on the sea. And Pharaoh's army said, no, we don't want to let them go. We're going to bring them back. We need those slaves. After all, who's going to build our pyramids? Who's going to build our palaces if we don't have the slaves? So Pharaoh's army's coming behind, but in front of them, the Red Sea. And they're thinking, oh my goodness, Moses, you brought us out here to die. You're going to get us killed. Why did we follow you? Because in front of us is a sea we cannot cross, and behind us is an army which is going to kill us. Did you ever feel like you had an obstacle in front of you that you could not cross? Or someone or something pursuing you behind that sought to kill you? A disease? A problem? Who knows? Yet God's goodness overcame. God made a way through the water. God made a way through the water. And the Israelites walked through on dry ground. And when Moses, or when the Pharaoh's army tried to follow, the waters closed in. The waters closed in. And the wickedness was cleaned away. I could go on and on and on. I could go on and on and on. God is so good. Whenever there seems to be wickedness overcoming, whenever there seems to be calamity, whenever there seems to be something that would overshadow God's goodness, God's goodness overcomes. And so we can sing, God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. But the greatest trial that God has overcome is our own wickedness. You see, we like to sing the song, I am so good, I am so good, I am so good, just look at me. That's the song we want to sing. We want to sing it every time we wore red to church today. Look at me, I wore my red. Not that that's bad, that's great, I'm glad that you wore red. But the truth is that we're often like those Israelites in the story today, those children of Abraham. Jesus is talking to the Jews that were following him around, and he said, if you know the truth will set you free. And they said, well, we're so good. They're saying, we are so good, we are so good, we are so good because we're the children of Abraham. They were like, Jesus, we don't need you. We're the children of Abraham. We've always been free. Which is the biggest lie ever in the world. We've always been free. Let's forget about the Egyptians or the Babylonians or the Assyrians or the Romans, all the people who were enslaving them. We've always been free. That's the lie we tell ourselves. We're free. I'm free because I'm so good. I have all the money I need. I have all the job I need. I have all the family I need. I have all the life I need, until you don't. We keep singing that song in our heads. We don't think necessarily, we don't attribute it to us being the children of Abraham. Maybe the children of other people. But we are the little hymn that we sing to ourselves. I am so good. I am so good. And when we think we're not singing it to ourselves, that's when we got to be really careful. Because then we start thinking, I'm not singing that song, so I'm really good. It's like the double catch. But what does Jesus say to those Jews who are following him? And what does Jesus say to us? He says, all of us are slaves to sin. All of us are wandering Arameans. All of us are people who are flooded by chaos. All of us are people who are bound in slavery. All of us are people who have committed sins. All of us are people who need a pathway through the sea, just like our ancestors. All of us need the Son, Jesus. And you shall know the truth, Jesus says, and the truth will set you free. And the truth is what? God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. And that's all we need to know. That it's not you or your goodness that has anything to do with God's goodness, but you're good because God is good. One seminary teacher said it this way. You're not lovely. No, he put it this way. Yeah. You're not lovely. Wait. I'm getting there. You're not loved because you're lovely. You're not loved because you're lovely. You're lovely because you're loved. You're lovely because you're loved. Because God is so good. Amen.